Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
The title of our message today is Get Free and Stay Free. It does not matter how long you have been bound or oppressed by a situation. Jesus Christ came to set you free. And we've been discussing the subject of spiritual warfare because there is spiritual opposition against the fulfillment of your purpose and the success that God wants to give you. Now, many people recognize that. They say that they take two steps forward only to find that they end up taking three steps back. Something seems to be stopping them from the success that is just ahead of them. I want to make you aware this morning once again that you are engaged in spiritual warfare. Oh, you say, I don't believe in the devil and that stuff. You don't have to believe, it's still true. In fact, the Bible says in Ephesians 6 and 12, for we are not wrestling against flesh and blood, but against the evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against those powers of darkness who rule this world, against wicked spirits in the heavenly realm. Whether you believe in the devil or not, it really doesn't matter because he still exists. You can't stop him from existing. And he's determined to stop you from fulfilling your divine purpose and destiny. That's why you should believe in him. He keeps people locked in a cycle of sin and bondage to something or someone to stop them from going forward to fulfill God's plan. The Bible says in 1 John 3 and 8, when people keep on sinning, it shows that they are under the power of the devil, who has been sinning since the beginning. But the Son of God came to destroy these works of the devil. By receiving Jesus Christ as your Savior, he will give you power to fight against the temptations of the enemy and the opposition that comes against you. But I have to tell you today that getting free and staying free from evil influence is only accomplished through Jesus Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now, we talk about spiritual warfare. It's been going on for centuries. In fact, the spiritual warfare that we face today began in the Garden of Eden. The devil has always tempted mankind to disobey God, so as a result of that, he would begin to diminish in his purpose and destiny. God created Adam, and he warned him not to eat of a forbidden tree in the garden, or else he would die. Listen to what it says in Genesis 2 and 16. The Lord God warned him, you may eat freely of the fruit of every tree in the garden except the tree of knowledge of good and evil. If you eat its fruit, you will surely die. Now, there were many other trees in the garden for food. There was no reason to touch this tree. However, the devil entered a serpent and began to talk to Adam's wife. And he deceived her to disobey God. It says in Genesis 3 and 1, the serpent said to the woman, you will not surely die. Actually, this is verse 5. For God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be open and you'll be just like God. Well, Adam's wife was deceived by the devil. She ate the forbidden fruit and then she influenced Adam to do so. Husbands, what do you do when your wife puts food in front of your face and say, eat, and says, eat? What do you do? See, a lot of people say, well, he should have known better. He should have done better. Listen, he was in a tough spot. The point is, he was influenced to do so. And since that day, Satan has successfully used relationships to cause Christians to disobey God. Now listen to the results of Adam's decision. Romans 5 and 12 says, when Adam sinned, sin entered the world. Adam's sin brought death, so death spread to everyone, for everyone sinned. The sin of this one man, Adam, caused death to rule over all. You may not believe that you're a sinner, but you have no choice. You were born in sin. Sin spread to every human being as a result of one man's sin. And when sin entered humanity, it changed man's nature because he spiritually died. And he began to operate through the desires of his sinful nature at that point. In other words, he became bound by evil behavior. Galatians 5 and 19 mentions this. It says, when you follow the desires of your sinful nature, you will produce these evil results: sexual immorality, impure thoughts, eagerness for lustful pleasure, idolatry, participation in demonic activities, hostility, quarreling, jealousy, outburst of anger, selfish ambition, divisions, envy, drunkenness, wild parties, and other kinds of things. Let me tell you again, the scripture says, that anyone living that sort of life will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Now, Ezekiel chapter 18 and 4 goes on to say that the soul who sins shall die. Here it's speaking of not just physical death, but eternal judgment in hell. However, Jesus Christ came as the solution to Adam's disobedience. You see, God sent his son, Jesus Christ, to pay the penalty of death in our place. That's why he died on the cross. In John 3 and 16, it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, and whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved, might be delivered, might be set free. You see, Jesus Christ is the only savior from sin's judgment. There is no other way, regardless of what people tell you. Without accepting him, we will spend our eternity in hell. In John 3 and 36, it says, he who believes in the Son has everlasting life, but he who does not believe the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God will abide upon him. Jesus Christ is the only way to God. Through his death and resurrection, Jesus made it possible for us to have a relationship with God. Through him, all that believe in Jesus become the children of God. But I want to talk to you about the battle, because you see, Satan is still waging war against you and your family. In 1 Peter 5 and 8, the Bible says that he is your greatest enemy. It says, stay alert, watch out for your great enemy, the devil. He prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Now, folks, the things that I'm talking to you about today are real. This is not a fairy tale. These things actually exist in the world in which we live. There is a real devil trying to destroy you. He's a thief who comes to steal your true purpose and potential in life. Many people, whether in prominent careers or not, they have lost their careers. They've lost their success through bondage to immoral affairs, substance abuse, greed, and on and on. See, all of these things were encouraged by the devil. Listen, all you have to do is read the newspaper, and you read the headlines how this person, this leader, this individual lost fame, lost success because of the addictions, because of the greed, because of the desires of the flesh. All of these things are motivated by Satan to tempt us, to destroy us. I don't know what you're going through, but I'm sure he's tempting you today. In John 10 and 10, Jesus said of Satan, "The thief comes only to steal, to kill, and to destroy." And he uses relationships that lead to damaging soul ties that pull us away from God's plan and destiny for our lives. Let me say this to you about following people, about your relationships. Apart from God's plan, people have nothing to give you but heartache and disappointment. There is nobody perfect. Do not follow a man. Do not follow a person. Follow the word of God. Follow God's plan for your life. Because only that will deliver the fulfillment that you're looking for.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Thanks for listening to the program today. I want to read one of my favorite scripture verses to you. It's Jeremiah 29 and verse 11. It says, "I know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for peace and not for evil, to give you a future filled with hope. Then you will call upon me and go to me and pray to me, and I will listen to you. And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all of your heart. And I will be found of you, says the Lord." I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
Now the devil looks for the open doors. He looks for the open doors in people's lives. And I'm talking mostly to Christians today. He looks for open doors regarding your spiritual indifference, indifferent to the things of God, only making time for God when you have time. See, the devil looks for unhealed emotional wounds in your life. He looks for bitterness. He looks for areas of disobedience. He looks for your carnal desires, your appetites. He looks for things that he can enter into your life. The Bible tells us that he frequently enters into our lives because of our emotions. In Ephesians chapter 4 and 26, it says, "Do not sin by letting anger control you. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry, for anger gives a place to the devil." How many times when you leave the church parking lot and you feel so good about what God has done, somebody will pull out in front of you or go too slow and you'll want to give them a piece of your mind. All of a sudden, you lost all of the blessing that you had at church and you became angry. Well, the Bible says, be angry, but don't sin. Be angry, but don't use your hands. Don't speak words that are not kind. Remember, you represent Jesus Christ by your words. So you need to just listen. When that happens, God is trying to teach you patience. So just understand that. Zip your lip and just wait your turn. And know that God is still working on you. Somebody say amen. Amen. See, don't let the sun go down on your anger. Now, I don't want you to raise your hands and tell on yourselves this morning, but truth be told, how many of you get angry with somebody? It could even be your spouse or your children or your boss or someone, and you go to bed still angry at them. Don't put your hands up. You don't have to. But I want to let you know today that when you give in to your emotions, you are giving the devil a place to reside within you. Listen to what that word place means in the Greek. It actually means a home. It also means a license to operate within your life. That is the reason why your emotions must be submitted to God's word. Now, this is a great challenge for us as Christians. Listen, when you became born again, your spirit became brand new in Christ. But the Bible says that your mind has to be renewed. You have to think differently through the word of God. You have got to read this word, submit yourself to what it says, and say, Lord, based on what the Bible says, now this is how I'm going to live. I can get angry, but I'm not going to sin. I'll keep my hands to myself, and I'll keep my words to myself. I'm not going to maintain unforgiveness in my life against people who have wounded and hurt me. You know, your emotions are the most unmanageable part of your lives. You don't have to say amen, but it's the truth. You know, wow. When we talk about emotions, I think of how the devil is always trying to tempt you to enter into a relationship as much as he can. He doesn't care if you're married or not. You can show him your ring. He says, I don't care. Doesn't mean anything. Show him all the rings. He doesn't care. You know, I've heard many people say, when you have to make a decision, just follow your heart. Have you heard people? It's so much wisdom. Well, I don't know what to tell you, but just follow your heart. Well, I've heard conversations like this. A guy or a lady saying, well, I know they're married, but when we're together, it just feels right. Now, some of you have heard conversations like that. It's interesting, folks, that the devil has music to support our wrong emotions. There was a psalmist named Marvin Gaye. And he said, for a situation like that, there's nothing wrong with me making love to you. Because giving myself to you could never be wrong. If the love is true. It even rhymes. But it's not the word of God. Why do people put on music that supports their evil deeds? To make them feel good. To build the atmosphere for wrongdoing. Some of you still listen to music like that. You better check out what you're listening to. It's encouraging you to do all kinds of things that are against what the word of God says. That's why sometimes you're tempted to do things, not even understanding why. It's because you're listening to music that's telling you to do things that the Bible says you must not do. You know, many people have suffered listening to songs like that, realizing that, you know what? That's not true. That's not true. When you get involved with somebody else's husband and wife, that's disaster for you. Can only lead to a broken heart, to broken homes, to divorce in many cases, to children with one parent. Someone deserts their home. No one wants to be a home wrecker. See, but the truth is, it doesn't matter who you are, saint or sinner, the devil doesn't care. He's going to put these opportunities, these temptations before you. And you've got to be wise to look at these things and say, no, I won't have anything to do with that. Yes, he told me I have a nice dress. My husband ignores. He doesn't even know what I wore. Yes, he's interested and he's listening to everything I say so attentively. That turns me on. My husband just falls asleep. But he's not my husband. And God expects me not to be involved with someone else when I'm married. Now, I don't know what level you're dealing with that at in your life. I don't know, but the Holy Ghost brought it up. So you need to be careful. that you are not being ruled by your emotions. So I'm just going to come flat out and say it. Stop being ruled by your emotions. In fact, would you help me preach? Look at the person next to you and say, please stop being ruled by your emotions. Now listen to what the Bible says in Jeremiah 17 and 9. The heart is deceitful above all things. It is desperately wicked. Not just wicked, desperately wicked. Who can know it? You don't even know what you really want. Your heart is so confused. It really is. Today you're in love, tomorrow you're not in love. Some people, that's why they get a divorce. So I thought I was in love. Oh, just look at the news. I don't want to mention any names. They were married for a few hours or a few days. I really was in love. Are you in love now? I made a mistake. I wasn't in love. See, emotions are confusing. That's why the Bible says, don't be led by your heart. Don't be led by your heart. It's deceitful. The Bible does tell us to be led by the Holy Spirit and the Word of God. And if you're a child of God, once again, stop being led by your feelings and your emotions. You have power over your feelings and your emotions through Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. Listen to what the Word of God says in Psalm 119, 105. It says, your word is a lamp to my feet. It's a light for my path. In other words, regardless of how I feel, let me go see what the Bible says about this. I'm having some strange attractions to those, that beautiful person over there. Oh, the Bible says, love the one you with. No, it says, stay with your husband, stay with you. See, you've got to go to the word. The Bible tells us that we must follow the Holy Spirit. We each need to develop a relationship with the Holy Spirit because he's always talking to us. You think it's your mind. It's the Holy Spirit. The Bible says that he comes to those who accept Christ as personal Savior, and he dwells in them and with them. In Romans 8 and 14, it says, for all who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. If you're a child of God, then the Holy Spirit is with you. Amen. And he wants to guide you. He wants to tell you what you should do and what you should not do. You need to listen to the Holy Spirit. Now, just like Jesus delivered us from our sins, the Holy Spirit empowers us to accomplish our destiny. God has a plan and purpose for every one of our lives. No person was born without a divine purpose. So you have to understand you need Jesus Christ to set you free from your sins so that you can begin to walk the way God has for you. But you need the Holy Spirit to empower you so that you can live the life God expects you to live. Now, the Holy Spirit gives us power to defeat our sinful nature and desires. He also gives us power to defeat the darkness that comes against us through the enemy. Now, I want you to always remember this because sometimes you talk about the Holy Spirit, people say, well, I don't know what you're really talking about. The Holy Spirit is God. He's the third person of the Trinity. In fact, he is here with us. Jesus, after he died and rose from the dead, the Bible says he ascended into heaven. He's seated on the right hand of God. But he said while he was here, that is Jesus, I will pray and ask the Father to send you another comforter. He is the Holy Spirit. When he said another comforter, he meant someone just like me to be with you. The way I was with my disciples, the Holy Spirit wants to be with you. So he is here.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. If you were touched by the message today, consider going to our website and making a donation of any size. Your generous donation can help keep our radio ministry alive. Visit our website at aplacetogrow.org and contribute today. You can also download a copy of today's message by navigating to the Media tab. The title of the message for today is Get Free and Stay Free, Part 1. Now Pastor Steve wants to pray with you.
Father, we thank you because you said
If we, being evil, know how to give good gifts to our children, how much more will you bless us? And so, Lord, we're asking today that you would bless us, that you would heal and help us, that you would deliver us. Thank you, Lord. You see what we're going through. You know what we are going through. And we are asking now in the precious name of your Son, Jesus, that you would deliver us and bring us out. Your word says, all things whatsoever you ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. And so we ask these things in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. You're always invited to join us for our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10. We offer a safe environment. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Also, remember to be with us every weekday at 4 p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 2:30, right here on Bible School Radio 91.3 KDKR.